Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another podcast episode. I am your host, Leanne, and today I want to jump in and talk all things about the divine feminine, that beautiful goddess that lies within us all. Did you know that the divine feminine energy is a powerful force that exists within us all, regardless of your gender? Yes, regardless of your gender. It embodies qualities such as intuition, compassion, creativity, and nurturing. The divine feminine energy encourages us to embrace our emotions, connect with our inner wisdom, and honor the cycles of nature. And you know I'm all about honoring the cycles of the moon, full moon, new moon, all the moons out there. Embracing the divine feminine within ourselves allows us to cultivate a greater sense of empathy, strength, resilience as we navigate the complexities of our life. So why do we need to embody the divine feminine energy? We need it to overcome obstacles and setbacks, to gain clarity on our soul's direction, to embody intuitive guidance and divine wisdom, and to enhance empathy, compassion, and kindness. So today, as always, as you always know, I love to choose a mantra that resonates with tapping into our beautiful divine feminine energy. And for those of you who are working inside of my soulful community, I'm all about the mantras and the affirmations. You already know this. So how about a couple of these? I embody strength and resilience in the face of challenges. Or I embrace the wisdom of my ancestors and draw upon their guidance. I love this one because I always say to my clients, always know that you have a support system that you cannot see. You've got your angels, your guides, your spirit guides, all there waiting to help you and support you. So I love that one. I embrace the wisdom of my ancestors and I draw upon their guidance. Or I am a channel of love, creativity, and healing energy in the world. Yes. Thank you, full stop. Good luck. God bless. Good night. So again, I am a channel of love, creativity, and healing energy in the world. These are beautiful, powerful mantras that we can tap into on a daily basis. Why? Because we're vibrational beings. How we speak, how we think affects our day-to-day life. So again, tapping into that frequency, tapping into the vibration of what's coming up. Embrace your intuition, embody your divinity. So how do you embody your feminine energy? And if you are a man listening to this, I want you to answer this also. What feminine words resonate with your soul? So again, how do we embody our divine feminine? I know for me, it's all got to do with my root chakra and my sacral chakra, doing a bit of dancing, shaking my hips, thinking I'm Shakira, creativity through coloring, me being creative by doing this podcast. I love this. I step into my flow, my guidance. I just absolutely love it. When I'm journaling, I step into it. When I'm out in Mother Nature, I step into it. And again, what feminine words resonate with your soul? So tap into that frequency as well and trust your intuition this week. The divine feminine energy is a nurturing force that flows through all of creation, embracing life with compassion and love. It is the intuitive wisdom that guides us, the creative power that inspires us, and the healing energy that restores us. Embracing the divine feminine within realms of balance, claiming and harmonizing our body, that can have profound connection in all areas of our lives and our existence and the essence of who we truly are. So tapping into that beautifulness to know that we have both masculine and feminine energy within us. We are a beautiful goddess, those who identify as female. So again, tapping into that frequency of divine love and light, embracing and reclaiming your feminine energy is a powerful journey that allows individuals to connect to the inner strength, intuition, and creativity. By tapping into this energy, you can cultivate a sense of balance, compassion, and empowerment in one's life. And you know me, I'm all about the empowerment. How can you empower yourself? Because yesterday has happened. Today mightn't be going great for you, but how can you empower yourself to create the next chapter? What could tomorrow look like if you empowered yourself to move and shift forward, to begin this transformative process? It's essential to acknowledge and honor the unique qualities and traits that the divine feminine energy will bring. This includes qualities such as nurturing, empathy, receptivity, and intuition. By embracing these aspects of yourself, you can start to cultivate the profound self-awareness and authenticity. So remember, reclaiming feminine energy is a personal and unique journey for each person. No two people will have the same journey. By embracing your authenticity, by nurturing your spirit, by connecting with others in similar paths, you can tap in to the transformative power of the feminine energy and cultivate a life filled with passion, purpose, desire, and fulfillment. Who doesn't want that in their lives? Again, you have to be able to go, you know what? I'm taking control today. I'm taking back the power. I'm going to embrace my intuition. What are my guides and my loved ones saying to me? What are the downloads I'm receiving when I'm meditating? Even though meditation is viewed as a masculine energy, but again, you're calling in the divine source to work with you, to flow through you, within you, and all around you. So the divine feminine energy is a powerful force that exists within all of us. So regardless again of your gender, and always remember, when you embody your compassion, your creativity, your nurturing elements of who you are, you and honor the cycles of nature, you are tapping into that goddess flow. You are tapping into the essence of what it is to be a beautiful, gorgeous, glowing, sparkling goddess. So ground your energy, tap into the vibration, go hug a tree, whatever it is, but feel that energy flow like a vortex throughout your body. Embrace the goddess. I've worked with many different goddesses over the past couple of years. I love working with the goddess and the goddess energy. It is a beautiful, beautiful journey to go on. And it's something that I love working with clients with. So again, embrace your divine energy today. Embrace your divine feminine. You are a magical wand. The divine feminine energy flows to and through you. Use it wisely. Every single day, tap into the power that lies within you. Because only you can tap into you. No one else can. You hold the power. So go today, awaken that beautiful goddess within you. Start nurturing yourself, loving yourself, and getting back into the creativity and the flow. What did you love to do when you were a child, when you had no limitations set on you? Sometimes that can bring in your creativity. Was it out in nature doing cartwheels? Was it coloring in? What was it? Did you love to dance? Because I loved to dance when I was a kid. I still love to dance. But hence, that's where I get my creative juices flowing, is when I'm in movement. Some people get it when they're in stillness. Now, I actually done a breathwork session last night. And after it, I done 8 pages of journaling. I was in divine flow after it. So sometimes you might get divine flow at different times, but I know for me, and probably obviously after breath work, you are in movement because obviously the breath work is intense. So again, I was connecting into that divine source. So however you can tap in to your frequency that is within you, do it today and empower yourself to start creating a life that is beautiful. You're in control of your next chapter. Make your next chapter the most incredible chapter that you've ever wrote so far. And keep shining your light out onto the world. Again, if you have any questions, always feel free to come back to me. And again, like, share, follow, do whatever you need to do. If this will help someone else that you may know, please feel free to share. And as always, I'm sending you so much love from my heart chakra to yours. Keep shining. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mwah, mwah, mwah.